Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show, Brock Hunter. Yes.
What's up, Kim?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm being weird. All right. Let's not be weird. Let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Hey, here's some maybe satisfying news for some people who think the way we do. A statue of Christopher Columbus is being replaced in Mexico City with a statue of an indigenous woman. The statue was often used as a site for indigenous rights protest and was vandalized multiple times. However, the Columbus statue won't be gone. It'll just be moved to another part of town, like a dark alley or
to
behind
the bottom
like
of
a
the ocean.
Yeah, bottom of the
I wondered why do you guys hate that Columbus statue so much? It's not so much a statue, it's the guy that is of Columbus.
Let's just throw it out there, man. Columbus was just a jerk who was lost, man. That's all it is. That's it. We were bamboozled and thinking that this guy was like, oh yeah, he's out there. We're little kids doing Columbus Day assemblies and Christopher Columbus, he's out there.
That's what you say all the time. He called them Indians because he thought he was an Indian.
Yeah, the idiot was lost, man.
What he discovered.
He left a place to prove that the world wasn't flat. So it's not like he's coming from a smart area, anyways. And then he lands here and just starts, doing what he wants with the indigenous people.
What was the island he landed first, and he just like massacred like the whole island?
I don't know, one of them.
Took all of their money, all of their food.
You guys got gold and corn and what? I'm just gonna take it all. I'll kill a few hundred of you, and then I'm gonna go. I'm gonna get back in my boat, and we're just gonna keep floating around finding things to screw up.
I mean, you know what? Thank you for finding the Americas, but you didn't have to do it certain ways.
Yeah, yeah. You could have just said, hey, this is a cool spot. You mind if we bring a few of our friends over? Not just, this is ours now. F you guys. Yeah. So, probably
honestly,
good.
There is like a full documentary on why Columbus is trash. Yeah. You can look it up. And Brock and I both watched it. And we're like, you know what? I think Adam Knows Everything did an episode on it too.
Yeah. Yeah. Adam Ruins Everything. Yeah. I think that was it. Yeah. Yeah. So next time little Timmy and little Susie are getting ready for their Columbus Day assembly, just say, hey, let's not do this one.
Let's skip that one.
In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue and then raped and pillaged and murdered and genocide and all that good stuff.
They leave that out of the history books.
Well, it's not as sing-songy of a phrase to say, so. All right.
Your parents should have to sign a slip if you're going to learn about Columbus. I'm just saying.
Oh, my God. What a jerk. Lastly, this is pretty cool from the tech world, and we've kind of had things like this, but I don't think they're going to be as streamlined as these ones. Facebook and Ray-Ban got together for smart glasses. They're $300, and they look just like regular Ray-Bans, except the frames have 2 5-megapixel cameras in them. So you can be out there doing your thing, taking photos. You can actually, with the built-in memory, hold up to 500 pictures or a dozen 30-second videos. That's pretty effing impressive, man.
Dude, it's insane. It's insane. Just put the Oculus on that Facebook has, dude. They're full blown into this camera, virtual reality, augmented reality deal that's coming up. This is nuts, Brock. I'm telling you.
Now,
I mean, our privacy is already gone. I got nothing to hide, though. If you want, you want to see, I get that there's other things to that, but it's incredible.
Applications,
man,
for this, because instead of having, to strap on that GoPro or anything like that, you can wear stylish shades. And whether maybe, Hunter, you're out and about cruising on your new pontoon and you want to shoot a fun video of your wife out on a tube as she goes flying into the air. Maybe, like me, I'm out fishing and, instead of setting up all the camera or trying to put something down so I can grab my phone, right there on my glasses. Or if you're like me and you're shooting an adult film in point of view style, well, you just got to put your sunglasses on. And I wear my sunglasses during lovemaking anyways. You can ask Kiki.
And socks. Sunglasses and socks.
I wear my sunglasses when I'm doing.
You're a weird guy. You need to take those off.
Many applications. Like, I'm going to take off the things that make me look cool, okay? It's not like I'm bringing the moves, but with my sunglasses on, I'm basically like the Fonz in the bedroom, okay? Hey. Right. So,
hey,
yeah.
Hey, Tom Cruise, lose the shades.
I feel like Tom Cruise a cocktail. So, yeah, smart glasses, wave of the future there with Facebook. And, of course, they'll have all of your stuff now, but that's fine. That's fine.
See everything, man. They can see everything.
Here's going to be the problem is I'm going to be, like, live streaming, and I'm going to forget that they're on, and then I'm going to go do stuff.
Right. Is there anything that you do about yourself in your house that nobody wants to see?
Why is my phone blowing up? Mom says, oh, dear God, what are you doing? Turn it off.
Everybody can see.
Everyone can see. It'll be a short video anyways. Don't worry about it. that is your morning dump. By the way, we're going to be back with more. It's Brock and Hunter. Brock.